It's always a reminder, those verses in Luke's gospel, I think, to beware, all of us, to beware. Dave Clark especially, beware of religious attitudes. Religious attitudes and not following the heart of God. It's been a week of contrasts for me. We all have them, don't we? Suddenly swinging from one thing to another. I've had a wedding. I've had a funeral. I've had a death. I've had a healing. I've had a birth. And then visiting last night a friend in a hospice. Bouncing from one thing across to the other. But in all of those, it's been so wonderful to see the Lord at work, quietly, gently, challengingly, but always lovingly. The Lord at work. The psalmist, as we began our service together, saying together, exhorts us to bless the Lord, never to forget all the good things that he has done for us. Now, that's fairly easy to do, isn't it, when things are going well? But when things are not going so well, it can be a real challenge. But still, the Lord calls us to bless his name, to not forget all the things that he has done for us. This week, in amongst all of those contrasts that I've just been sharing with you, there was one particular night I just could not sleep. I tried and I tried, but my mind was racing round and round with stuff. And in the end, in the early hours of the morning, I just thought, this is pointless. I know what I've got to do. Get up and do it. And so I got up and I found myself a space on my own downstairs, and I knew I had to pray. I knew I just had to bless the Lord for all the things that he's done for me, and to remember those things, and then to give him what was occupying my mind and my heart, to look into scriptures that spoke directly into that thing that was seeking to have more attention of me than my love and my worship of God. You know, when you are facing challenges and times like that, I can honestly tell you, you might as well shortcut the circuit. Just get to it straight away. Save yourself a lot of time and hassle. Find yourself a space with the Lord. Open up his word and look at scriptures that will lift you or will speak into the situation that you're struggling with. And if you don't know where to find them, you know, it's so easy. Just Google it. Just Google. Google is a gift from God. All right? Use it. If you're feeling challenged by whatever circumstance, just type Bible verses 4 and write what it is you're concerned about. And then don't just read them off the screen. Open your Bible. Let them soak in. Bless the Lord. And it changed me. Right? Because it just recalibrates the way that we look at the world when we bless the Lord. Let's go back to the list I gave you. Weddings, they're great, aren't they? What a great thing to be a part of. Celebration, joy and fun and gladness, where we're coming together to celebrate the start of something new, full of new life and new hope and promise. Bless the Lord. Easy to do at such an occasion. And then the funeral. Actually, the start of something new there as well. Not only for the deceased, but also for the family left behind, grieving with that loss. Bless the Lord for the life that we loved. Bless the Lord for all that they meant to us. And then when we look at the verses from Isaiah there, We're being reminded there that we are being called into something. Look how many times God says, if you, if you, if you, if you, if you, if you, blessings will follow. We are blessed to be a blessing. Go back with that today. Spend some more time over it. I would encourage you. The letter to the Hebrews, reminding us that the God that we worship is not a distant God. He is one who is there to be known, close up, personal. And that we should be joyful in the reality of that and in the revelation of that. Let me share you some of the opening, the final verses rather, of that letter to Hebrews, but in the Message translation. And it's put like this. Do you see what we have got? An unshakable kingdom. And do you see how thankful we must be? Not only thankful, but brimming with worship. Deeply reverent before God. For God is not an indifferent bystander. Isn't that beautiful? More from the Message translation in a moment. But what should we do? The writer is calling us to bless the Lord for all that he has done, for all that he is. Luke's account of Jesus' healing on the Sabbath. Jesus is speaking really straight, isn't he? And unapologetically about the tragedy of this woman that he sees before him. For 18 years she has suffered this. 18 long years. It has affected every single aspect of her life. Where were the religious leaders in all that time? What were they doing? Not doing. No wonder Jesus calls them hypocrites. But before we get all sanctimonious, you think of all the times where we have been actually that. Where I've been that. Where we've not lived the way we ought, thought, done, said, whatever it might be. Beware of religious attitudes. Instead, let's follow what Jesus is doing here. Look what it is that drove him to that. The compassion, the spiritual insight, and the love that draws Jesus in to say, ah, my love, how long you have been like this. Be free. That's what we're encouraged into, to respond in exactly the same way. In all circumstances, bless the Lord. A birth. Actually, as I'm giving this list, it feels like the title for a Hollywood film, doesn't it? Thursday morning saw Sarah and I become, for the sixth time, praise God, grandparents to our Amy, Amy's and Billy's new daughter, the arrival of Millie. And you would expect me to say she's beautiful. So I will. She's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. But when you are holding that child, you know, in your arms, you suddenly become aware only of all the potential that's locked up in this tiny wee thing. All the things that we don't know. We don't know how tall she's going to be. We don't know what will delight her, what will make her laugh, what food she will love, what places she will go, what influence she will be in her life. Don't know any of those things yet. But the thing we do know is that the Lord loves her so absolutely and completely and intensely, and desires Millie to know his love for her. Bless the Lord. But in that, Billy and Amy, myself and Sarah and all her family and friends who know the Lord have got a part to play in helping her get to that point where she knows the love of God for herself and can lean back into his arms and say, bless the Lord. Good things. So what about the challenging times then? And let me close with this one because this was the most recent, last night. My friend Brian. Now Margaret knows of Brian and some of you do as well because we've prayed for him for a long time. My friend Brian, I called to see him. He's now in St. Gemma's Hospice in Leeds. We trained together for the ministry. We were ordained together. We were priested together. We served our curacies together. We've been through an awful lot together. And he's been ill since before our training completed. But you know, in all of that time, I've never heard him once moan about it. He's been through some of the most enormous and traumatic surgery. I've never heard him moan about it once. And yesterday, wasn't sure what I was going to face, but there was my mate. And when he woke up, we were both so delighted to see one another. And we prayed together and we shared stories together and we laughed together. And Brian, crucially, blessed the Lord for all that he has been to him and for him throughout his life. And I thank God for the wonder of his ministry. Brian has confounded the medical experts for years. Best part of 10 years. And so we prayed that the Lord might do it again. That he would have the glory. But you know, in the good times and in the not so good times, bless the Lord, because it changes us. It recalibrates us. So if today there are things in your life where you are feeling defeated or overwhelmed by or worried or concerned by, and you are here, bless the Lord. And the Lord blesses you because you are here. Think of those who we know, we long to be back here, who are struggling with things. And we long for them to be here, maybe for the first time, or maybe to return, but we long them to do that again. Pray, ask the Lord how, what we can do, how we might continue to invite them, to encourage them, to welcome them here. Because the local church is the hope of the world. That their lives would be changed again. Because it's when we are together in worship and we bless the Lord that we encourage one another and we are changed. But we keep at it gently and lovingly and carefully. I'll close with a message translation again of the verses, some of the verses from our reading from Isaiah. It's about leaning into God and the promises that God has to us when we trust him. We bless him. If you, then your lives will begin to glow in the darkness. If you, I'll give you a full life in the emptiest of places. You will be like a well-watered garden. I will make you ride high and soar above it all. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.